writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny. By the way, 你正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你双语脱口秀。我前面说到 by the way 哦，就是英语里面有的时候你要过渡，对吧？要承前启后一些话的时候，我们大多数的时间都会用 by the way。
But there's so many other ways we can say by the way, right?
对啊，那所以你和流利的英语之间有的时候就差了这些过渡语。当然 honestly speaking, 哎，其实这也算一个蛮好的过渡语啊。老实说跟流利英语之间就是没有捷径了 ,there's no shortcut。但是呢就是用这些过渡语还是能就是它是起到很好的一个 transition, 一个过渡的作用让你听起来更加的顺畅一点。
That's right, so today we are going to talk about some really useful transitional language, or you might also hear people just say transition words.
Transition words.
Or phrases.
好，那这 transition words 像 by the way 我们就不说了，大家都知道，都学过。那今天的这些呢，就是更加高段位一点，而且就是 native speakers 一直会用的。比如说这一个 speaking of which。
Okay, speaking of which, Jenny, can I go home early today?
不行啊。但是 just to illustrate, 如果就是来展现一个。所以 speaking of which, 它差不多是用在就是跟你对话的人在说一件事儿。然后你想说的跟他说的这个是 related, 相关的。然后你就可以说诶正好说到这儿。它就这个意思是吧
That's right.
Okay, speaking of which, 这里大家要注意的呢就是 it's not speak of which, it's always,、
right.
对就是你要用动名词要用 gerund, it's always speaking of which.
That's right.
好那这个 is it more used in spoken English or written?
I would say this one is fine for both. It's pretty neutral. And you could put this in, I mean, you probably wouldn't put this in a letter. It doesn't really make much sense to put it in a letter, but you could say it to your boss.
Okay. 所以我可能我也不能说 spoken 还是 written, 可能就是 formal or informal, 它是介于两者之间的、比较 neutral 的。
That's right.
好那接下来的这个短语呢跟 speaking of which 也很像就是别人说到一个事儿如果你正好也想说一个相关的事儿的时候你可以用这个短语。
Hey, Jenny, while we're at it, you know, there's another really, really similar phrase.
就是 while we're at it, 对不对
While we're at it, yeah, exactly. And it's pretty much exactly the same, you know, speaking of which, while we're at it, you're trying to connect two things together, right? They're related.
对对对所以最重要的概念就是你这两件事情对方说的和你说的是有关系的它要 related, 有相关性的或者你讲的就是同一个事情。好 while we are at it. 然后这两个短语我觉得都是比 by the way 听上去要稍微 formal 一点对吧 by the way 有的时候 I just feel like it's too casual.People don't really pay attention to you if you just say by the way. 好像就是一个 afterthought. 就是你忘记的事情漏说一遍。但是如果你用 speaking of which, 或者你用 while we're at it, 就是你会让他们诶突然又提神要留意你的这个意思。
Okay.
好那我们接下来再看的一些呢下面这一个非常短只有两个词两个很简单的词
Okay, so while we're at it, again, while we're still at it, there are two other phrases that I think they're a little bit more formal. They mean, so the meaning is the same, but they're just a little bit more formal.
然后这两个短语是
Since we're on that subject.
就是既然我们在讲这个主题对不对 Since we're on that subject
Right, so we could say that subject or the subject They're both okay
Okay 然后还有一个也是 since 开头的
Well Jenny, since you brought that up We have another phrase called since you brought that up.
对，你看我们今天我和 Adam 很自然的对话，对吧？我们怎么来 transition， 怎么来过渡，怎么引出新的话题，你就是很自然的可以用这些短语。
嗯
嗯，因为我前面就说啊，我们既然讲到了这些 transitional phrases 过渡短语，然后 Adam 就说 Well, since you brought that up， 既然你说到了这个，那我们就跟大家再说一个短语。So these are all really great ways to make you sound more fluent, to make you sound more confident， 对吧？我觉得都是对增加流利度和自信很好的一些小诀窍。好，那前面的这四个我们看完了以后呢，我们接下来看看，我觉得下面的这些是比较像 when you're giving a speech， 发言的时候，演讲的时候， and when you're wrapping things up.
Right, this originally, I think, came from with that said, but we just say with that.、
Oh,
with that,、
okay.
I would like to finish my speech.
嗯，对，其实 with that, 就像 Adam 说的， I'd like to finish my speech, 我要结束我的演讲发言，所以他基本上这个过渡就是过渡到你最后的 final part of your speech、
right.
或者你要说的东西，或者我觉得发言的时候还有一个，你比如你要介绍下一个 speaker， 你要介绍下一个人的时候，你前面说了一些啊，今天这个人是怎么怎么样，然后你可以说 with that
let's welcome to the stage，
对，我们现在来欢迎这位嘉宾上台，对吧？
Right。
好，那接下来的两个呢they'll start with on that.
Okay, so the first one is on that subject.
Subject 又来了，前面我们有一句是since we're on that subject.
Same, it's the same one, but this is just a bit shorter and a little bit more colloquial, I guess.
对，就把那句缩短了，所以它是更加的，你说 colloquial, 更加的口语化一点啊。Since you brought that up, 既然你说到这个短语，有一个很像的是 on that note, 是吧？
Okay, on that note, yes. Although, you know, on that subject is definitely, you know, like a speaking of which or, you know, while we're at it. Whereas on that note is usually a cue to finish again.
So on that note 其实是更像 with that.
Yeah, it's more like with that. It looks like, you know, on that subject, on that note, but it kind of means more like, well, on that note, we should probably, you know, think about leaving.
好的好的。So, you know, looks can be deceiving. 光看它长什么样就理解错了，对吧？其实这两个 on that 是不一样的啊。好的，那我们接下来再看的这些呢，这个我觉得很多朋友也可能是比较熟悉的，就是 in terms of.
Okay, so in terms of salary, Jenny, what can I expect?
I knew it. 我就知道你会举这个例子。
great minds think alike.
In terms of, 这个其实就是说到什么什么。所以 in terms of...哎，你说的 in terms of salary 这个倒真的挺常用的 when you are negotiating your salary your package 可能对你的这个future employer 以后的雇主他可能会问你you know, what is your expectation in terms of salary
or,
对，或者他们会说 when it comes to 是吧 when it comes to 是不是也是这个 in terms of 的意思
They are related. They are definitely related. But I think the example that Jenny just gave, the salary one, you always want to keep to in terms of salary, in terms of benefits, in terms of etc.
所以谈合同谈到钱呀福利的时候就是用 in terms of 是最好的啊。
Right.
那 when it comes to 呢是用在什么上面？
Well, this one I think I would usually use to showthat someone has a lot of skill or someone is very knowledgeable. Like, for example, in our team, I would say when it comes to food, Diana is the most knowledgeable.
Okay, so when it comes to, 基本上是用来引出就过渡到你要谈比如技能啊或者知识是吧
Right, right, right.
能不能也说比如这个人他是一个 特别好的朋友 like he makes a great friend, but when it comes to working together, 但是跟他一起工作一起共事it's a different situation, 就是不一样。
Sure, yeah, sure, sounds good.
也可以啊 or, you know, someone is, you know,比如有些人 it's great to date and go out with them, but when it comes to marriage, when it comes to commitment, 他们是不太适合的。好，所以呢，这就是这个短语的用法。那我们今天最后要说的这两组呢，第一组都有 case 这个词。
Okay. In that case, Jenny, I think I should say, in that case.
是我们好像每一个对你看过度的时候都会用到这些短语啊。那 in that case, it's very colloquial, 是吧？还是很口语化的。Sure. 然后还有一个很像的是 if that's the case.
If that's the case.
就是既然是这样既然如此如果是这样怎么样、mm. 对吧
Right.
嗯好那the final two, let's wrap things up.On that note, let's talk about the last two phrases.
Okay, so the last two phrases both have a that.
Mm.
Okay, so we have that said.
我觉得有的时候越简单的你就越搞不清它的意思。
Mm.
That, well, 那个 said, 说的过去式 well, 这什么意思
Right, this kind of means more like, I would say it's more in the but family or the however family.
这个是比较转折了是吧
Right.
诶其实我们下次可以做一个转折因为转折和过渡还是不一样的。好那我们今天先 preview 预览一下好了。
Okay, all right, next time.
So that said, 就像 Adam 说的It's more like but or however.、
Right.
那下面这个 that being said, 其实和 that said 是一样的意思但是它听起来更加的婉转更加的 polite and indirect.
It sounds nicer.
Yeah, sounds nicer,、that being said.好那我们今天所有分享的这些 transition words, 大家以后可以在你的日常口语里面呢有一些甚至是书写的时候都可以用起来都可以用到。特别我觉得今天的节目你多听几遍的话 ,because we did use, many of these phrases as we were transitioning to the next part of our show. 所以大家可以很直接的来体会一下这些转换过度的短语怎么用。那就像我今天节目一开始说的these are really neat, 这个都是很棒的短小精悍的 short phrases to help you sound more fluent. 但我真的觉得真的 the truth is, 这个真相真理就是学好任何一门语言是 there's no shortcut, 是没有什么真正的去作弊的捷径、mm-hmm. 对吧就是我觉得是有好的方法
right,
有 smart ways, 有好的 tips, 但是就是你还是要日常多接触多使用多去我觉得就要去拥抱这个语言吧 embrace the language you're learning 这个很重要
Yeah guys it's really really true you know I mean the stuff that we have in our show is really super useful super common it can really really help you you know achieve a higher level of EnglishThat said,
虽然这样说，尽管如此。
Right, that said, there, you know, there are no shortcuts. So, I mean, keep at it. You can do it. Don't worry about, so like Jenny said, just embrace it. Make it part of your life.
对把学英语变成你生活中的一部分。对所以这也就是为什么我们的会员课程每天都在更新就是想要带给大家对你有就是跟你相关的对吧 ,relevant, 然后能够激发你兴趣然后能够让你持久学英语的这个内容。好那谢谢大家的收听在我们的微信公众号你可以在菜单先免费尝试课程。那如果你希望真的好好的学英语呢真的就是要把它变成你日常生活的一部分所以成为开源会员吧学习一年每天有新课还有800多节已经发布的课程全年只要629 OK, thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
On that note, we'll see you guys later, bye bye
I hope alas and also like the day although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me.